It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. Renee Montagne is in London reporting on climate change. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. And this is the sound of democracy in France.
Laissez-moi la responsabilité de mes prises de parole, si vous le voulez bien.
That's a televised debate between two presidential candidates there. French voters return to the polls this Sunday for the second round of their presidential election. Whoever wins will become the country's next leader. It's considered a close race between the socialist candidate Ségolène Royal and her conservative rival Nicolas Sarkozy.
Bonsoir à tous. Bonsoir Ségolène Royal.
Bonsoir Nicolas Sarkozy. Bonsoir.
And that's the sound of their meeting last night, their only televised debate. Lively exchange lasted 2.5 hours, and among those watching was reporter Eleanor Beardsley. So how'd they do?
Well, both of them did what they had to do. He appeared calm, he didn't lose his nerve, and she appeared to be a woman of substance who could hold her own, and she knew what she was talking about.
You're saying that's what they had to do. Did they do it?
Both of them presented their programs in the way that they wanted to. They showed their personality qualities that they needed to highlight. And it went well for both, actually.
Getting past the theatrics, is there substance in this race that was debated seriously here?
Oh, absolutely. They went through the entire gamut of ideas from Europe to the deficit to employment to retirement accounts to education. They really spoke about every issue. And what you noticed was Nicolas Sarkozy was better on the fine points, the numbers. He seemed to know exactly what he was going to do. At a couple points, Ségolène Royal was vague, especially when it came to funding retirement accounts. She kept talking about a tax she was going to put, and he'd say, how much? And she'd say, I don't have to tell you that. So she seemed vague sometimes, but then she would have an overall vision of what she wanted to do. It was clear she knew what she wanted to do. And then on issues that she really knew well, such as education, she was very strong. But the analysts are saying this morning that in the fine points, in the details, Nicolas Sarkozy probably came out ahead.
Well, if you're an American paying attention to this, I suppose we may wonder what direction this important U.S. ally may be taken by its next president. Does each of these candidates represent a fundamentally different direction?
Yes, they do. Her direction is a social fairness for France. She talks about fairness and equality. So every step she would take with regard to the economy would be coupled by, she kept talking about, we will have dialogue with our social partners. We will ask the French people. So any kind of growth, she's for a lot for state intervention. She says she doesn't want to create new things to fund, but she wants to move the money around so that they will fund more efficiently programs. But she thinks that growth, economic growth, doesn't have to come at the expense of social values. And she talked often about how many people live under the poverty level and how many children were not getting enough to eat. Sarkozy, he wants to let the free market forces come in. He talked about unleashing France's capacity to work. He wants to take away a lot of these rules that keep people from working. He wants to let people work over 35 hours a week, and he wants to let the market come in and create growth. And he says with that money, then we can see about social things. So she wants to couple it with social fairness measures, and he just wants to let the market come in and let France grow.
Well, let's be clear here. This is a highly, highly regulated welfare state. Is this election about whether France really continues that way?
Not really, because when it came down to the 35-hour work week, it was funny. They had a heated exchange about that. And at the end, she made him admit that he would not get rid of it, and he made her admit that she would change it. So nobody's going to come in here and overturn anything. And in fact, the French, even Sarkozy, they like these protections. Sarkozy is just saying he wants to run it more efficiently. Ségolène Royal is saying there's too many injustices in it. I want it to run more efficiently and be more fair.
How closely are people paying attention to this election?
This debate was watched by more than 20 million viewers. Usually it's been very warm lately, and so everyone has their windows open. And at one point I went out, because it went on for 2 hours and 40 minutes, I went out and just walked down the street, and you could hear the debate coming out of everybody's window in Paris. And usually there's a lot of people out on the streets. No one was out on the street. Everybody was inside watching this debate.
That's reporter Eleanor Beardsley giving us a glimpse of political life in France. Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.